contrasts there two things, a friend and a servant or a slave. And he says, look, I'm not calling you my slaves. The slave just does what he's told, but he doesn't know why. The master doesn't tell him what he's thinking about. He just says, go do this. And you don't need to know why. But Jesus says, that's not how it is with me and you. You are my friends. All that I know, I've told you. I've revealed to you my very heart. You know what I'm up to. And so you stand as my friend. I mean, that's just such a beautiful passage. You know, our flesh always wants to be a servant or a slave of God. I think every religion then has that idea of slavery to God. That's what, isn't that what Islam means too? I mean, we say that it means, Islam means slave. And this is how our flesh is. It always wants to be a slave to God, a servant of God. We always want to be God's servants. And he just will not have it. He won't have talk of servitude. For freedom, Christ set us free. And that's part of what's going on with this text here. Jesus says, look, I am not calling you my servants. I'm not. You are not my servants. You're my, and he exalts them by giving them this title, you're my friends.